This is Our Auto Expert,
where 2 million people get their automotive daily download.
Now, here's your international automotive anchor daddy, our auto expert, Nick Miles.
Oh, locally created, nationally celebrated, from the southeast to the northwest. This is Our Auto Expert, where 2 million Americans get their automotive news daily. I'm your host, Nick Miles, and along with me, Automatic Andy is here. How are you?
It's me, mate.
Thanks for coming to work today.
Yeah, Nick, I'm so excited about this one.
About this guest?
Yeah, it's one of my personal faves.
He is one of my personal faves as well. Actually, the whole family.
Yeah.
Including, you know, they have a member of their family called Elvis?
What?
Yeah.
Really? A home.
Yeah. Home. Ed Kim's here from Auto Pacific. Ed, are you joining us?
I am, and thanks for having me again.
How's your paparino?
Elvis, well, first of all, Elvis is in the next room, and he says hi.
Yes. Oh, I love him.
Elvis is doing great. He's a little guy. He's a little 8.5-pound chihuahua. And I do want your listeners to know that, Nick, you, as you know, you did have a role in Elvis coming into our lives.
So I was a bit of an antagonist, but to be honest with you, Ed, so this is always the best satisfaction in my life. Ed was the wall of resistance
in getting
a dog.
No dogs.
And Ed's wife, Carrie, and I have been friends for a long time, and she's one of my favorite people in the world, as is Ed and their daughter, Ruby, and Elvis. But Carrie and I discussed it in length about getting a dog, and she really wanted one.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, Ed always plays the, is this the right thing for the family?
Yeah,
is this the right thing for the dog? Are we doing the best that we can?
It.
Yeah, and you're an analyst, dude. I mean, that's kind of what you do.
I guess you're right.
So you have to sometimes think about impact from all angles. And Carrie and I, we did a bit of a dirty tricks campaign on Ed. You know, I bombarded him on social media inappropriately and made his life a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, right.
And he finally crumbled. And guess who the dog's best friend is now?
Imagine that.
Yeah.
It would be me.
Yeah. Ed and Elvis are inseparable, basically, throughout the workday. So, this is the fairy tale that has a happy ending.
That's awesome.
Oh, absolutely a fairy tale. So, once again, hats off to you, Nick, and thank you.
Well, and I'm sorry for beating you up, but I just, you know, when you know something's right, Ed, you know it's right.
You knew, and it was.
Yeah, and Carrie did too, with all hers, and she was trying to be respectful of you, but at the same time, this is what she wanted in her life. And you know, you do the typical dad thing, and because you know what happens. It's like, we're going to get a dog, but guess what? Ruby's not walking the dog, your wife isn't walking the dog, you're taking care of the dog, so you're now the dog daddy.
I am.
And that's kind of what you knew that was going to happen in a sense too. A lot of dads don't get their kids dogs because they know they'll end up taking it for walks and looking after the dog.
But you know what? It's okay. I love them very much and it's okay.
Yeah. As I say to my spouse all the time when, you know, I hear damn dogs coming out from the back patio because they're barking on, you know, and driving the neighbors crazy at 4 o'clock in the morning. You'd rather have that than not have the dogs. So that's how it goes. Anyway, however much this is an exciting conversation, we should probably turn our attention towards cars and some big news coming out of Ford and Tesla this week. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. We did have some big news from Ford and Tesla this week. Really pretty unexpected news, but something that I think is relevant. Hugely relevant to the car driving public in the U.S. So basically, the news was that Ford and Tesla have entered into a deal where future Ford electric vehicles will now be able to fully use the Tesla supercharger network all the way to the point where Fords will actually have a Tesla charge port from 2025 on. And if you know anything about the Tesla supercharger network, well, there's at the moment 12,000 supercharger stations across the country. It is the most expansive public fast charging network in the country. It is also widely regarded, and this is the important part, widely regarded as the most reliable. It's the one that actually works. Nick, you and I have talked before about how a lot of the charging networks out there really don't work very well. They're unreliable and all that. Well, the Tesla supercharger network really kind of fixes all that. And Fords will now have access to that. So in addition to all the charging that's already out there, you know, within the Ford Pass network, there's 10,000 fast chargers. Well, now they've literally more than doubled it by adding 12,000 Tesla superchargers to the Ford Ford Pass network. So that's really a big deal, huge deal.
And so there's a million and one questions to go with this. So let's start and zoom back out to, you know, 10,000 feet. It's really been the auto industry, as far as electrics are concerned, it's been the auto industry against Tesla forever, right? It's been everybody in America versus Tesla. And Elon, however much, you know, you may hate him or you may love him, you cannot deny that this guy broke the barrier down for electric vehicles and really popularized electric vehicles. He did what we would consider Apple did for the smartphone. He did for electric cars, right?
Absolutely, 100%. He absolutely did all that. And you know, we're at the point now where automakers can't just simply hate on him anymore, because you know, the entire industry sooner or later is going to go all electric. And at the moment, you know, Tesla has almost 70% market share of all EVs. So basically what that means is, you know, you go down the road and 7 out of 10 electric cars are going to be Teslas. So you know, you can't ignore them. And they've done so many things right as far as especially as far as developing the charging infrastructure to make electric cars work out in the real world. And now Ford has access to that. And I think that has a huge implication for just, you know, mass mainstream consumers who are worried about, hey, where am I going to charge my car when I'm on the road? Well, you get a Ford and you've got access to a lot. I mean, you know, 22,000 fast charging stations across the country. This is more than anyone else is offering at the moment.
Do you think, because of course it was everyone against Tesla, do you think Ford are the first to sell out? Do you think that other people are going to be joining this? Because to be honest with you, it now looks like Tesla supercharging network versus Electrify America, who are the second largest. It now looks like, you know, finally what we've been asking for is some kind of organization between these charging companies. Do you think that other people are going to sell out to Tesla?
I certainly wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you know, what Tesla offers is a huge, you know, with their charging network is a huge competitive advantage. And up until now, that has been a competitive advantage that's exclusive to Tesla. Now, Ford has this advantage, too. I mean, you can't imagine that the other competitors out there are going to be sitting idly by when everyone now knows that the state of the public charging network is really one of the barriers to getting people to buy electric cars. And having access to all those Tesla chargers, you know, really changes the equation a lot. So I would not be surprised if other automakers started getting on board too.
Now, of course, we could talk for another 10 hours about this subject, but one more question before we have, you know, we have time for. Does this only include vehicles that come after 2025, or what about those electric vehicles that people already purchased? What about the 2 years between now and 2025?
Yeah, good. No, great question. So the two EVs that the two electric vehicles that Ford sells right now are the Mustang Mach-E and the Ford F-150 Lightning. So starting from the 2024 model year, those vehicles are actually going to come with adapters as well as software so that the vehicles can interface with the Tesla supercharger network. So, you know, when you buy your Mach-E, it'll come with a handy little adapter. So, you know, from the 2024 model year on, you've got the capability to use these Tesla superchargers. But now come 2025, then you won't even need those adapters.
Yeah. So let me jump back here and then say I own a Mach-E. There was a 2021. And they do over-the-air software updates. So presumably, if I get an adapter and they update the software, I believe that that's probably in the cards as well to go back and do all the other Fords.
Yeah, theoretically, I believe that's possible, because I don't think that there is any hardware difference in the charging stuff in a Mach-E from 2021 to now. So, right. Nick, you may be right. Enjoying this greatly very soon.
Cool. Ed Kim from Auto Pacific. He's here every week. We love him, and we'll have him back as long as time exists.
Thinking about changing your car?
Get the latest on everything with a Go Pedal
at OurAutoExpert.com.